divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out on the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of Bounds.
The center fielder at the wall.
It's out of here.
It's out of here.
Got the distance. Does it have the accuracy?
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Friday, September the 5th, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead, live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. I drove here today, Ben Milstead, and I was like, oh, no one's feeding us today. Crap. So we had to DoorDash that lunch, but it just was the realization that we were fed so well yesterday that it only took one day of that for me to just get used to, you know, just being fed. And we appreciated that from already. Appreciate everybody that stopped by yesterday.
Texture said, best intro anywhere fires me up. Thank you. That's the way I want to start the show right
yes!
there.
Yes!
I'd also like to start the show with Moretti's today, but we don't have that option. I do want to say thank you to them. We had such a great time over there yesterday in Malden. We really did at Moretti's Pizzeria. You have to say it like that.
You do. And bar.
And bar.
And the body. We can do that one.
And we had quite a few folks drop by too, so... Already talking with them about heading back out there soon, so hope we can make that work. How are you today?
I'm good. Honestly, my mind is in a thousand places, and I think I know the culprit. Because I've not been a slacker this week, but it is the downside of, like, this is why I don't like to take vacations, because then you have a vacation, you come back with twice the work to do, or that's what it feels like. Labor Day is great, but the truncated week has me thrown. Like, just the pacing of my week is thrown. I feel like I was in such a good rhythm last week, and then the government had to go and give me a day off that I could have used for work, but I chose to fully indulge in the Labor Day festivities, and so here we sit. I feel like I'm doing men's soccer tonight. It's a top 10 matchup between Clemson and Pittsburgh. So that's exciting. If you're in town, that will be the place to be, Historic Riggs Field, tonight. If you're not, you can watch that while you listen to Sam doing high school football.
already making plans to be over there for at least part of that tonight. If I can get in, I don't know. Based off of last week, might be difficult. But
might be difficult.
It should be difficult. Man, Pitt is great at soccer.
They're very good. And they
lost.
You
know who else is? Clemson.
Yes. The Tigers, by the way, are ranked as high as third in the country. Pitt is ranked 10th in the country. We thought it had a chance to be a top five showdown. They got upset on the road at Georgetown last week. So they dropped a smidgen in the rankings. I said three. Clemson's actually as high as two in the rankings. But top 10 showdown nonetheless, like maybe the two best teams in the ACC this year. Two coaches that have gone against each other a million times. A Pitt coach was at Wake Forest for 20 years. It's exciting. It's a really, really good matchup.
And let me tell you what, any chance, this is where I'm at right now, Kwok. Any chance you get to go see Ransford Guyon play in person? Best sophomore in America, maybe the best player in America. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, that's something you need to see.
Yeah, he is a lightning bolt. I already this.
You
is,
know those little? I mean, he's 5'3". You know the little cars? Do you have the little cars that you could pull back, and they would, you know, you let them go, and they'd go like to scale. They're going like 700 miles an hour. That's what he looks like running around the field.
Is it? You tell me, you know, Jim Nantz gets in trouble for, like, scripting his championship calls. Have you heard this discourse? It's been a few years since we really had it. But people used to get on him all the time because you could tell that he really planned out very specifically his call when teams would win or golfers would win a major or something like that.
People don't like that?
There was some we were talking about it, okay? I don't actually know if people did or didn't like it. I think the discourse ended up being more like, hey, there are people that don't like this, and they stink. And no one really was out there saying it all that much. It was one of those, like almost a straw man, but we were having it. I was riding in the car yesterday to Moretti's, and I was actually thinking about, like, I get caught off guard twice a match. When Ransford John does something inhuman or has a thought that no one else would think to do, and so you think he's crossing the ball and he ends up scoring a goal, like last week. And I was telling myself, first of all, I can't get caught off guard. I'm assuming the guy's in attack mode all the time, even when he throttles down. I'm assuming he's going to attack. The second thing is I have to think about how I'm going to call this. Because it's so, like last week, I just didn't have words. Your play-by-play guy can't be caught unaware. And I just did not have words two different times with things that he did in last week's match.
You know, I would have no issues at all. People having an idea, anyway, of how they want a final call. I mean, you can't screw it up. Especially, you know, you just can't screw it up.
That's right. That's right. And I've done that before, too. And that sucks. Texter says, hopefully nobody spits on their opponent tonight.
Too soon, Clemson Brad.
6 seconds in. Zero snaps. I settle in to watch this game. I'm jacked up. First of all, we had an injury and then a flag, and the cameras were, you could tell NBC was already like, and here's the starting lineups. Because they had no idea what was going on. They showed us absolutely nothing from the little skirmish there right at the beginning after the opening kickoff. But then Jalen Carter gets ejected from the game. I got to be honest, man. We knew that Jalen Carter's – let's just be clear about one thing. There's one thing we knew about Jalen Carter before last night. It's that his judgment is questionable, okay?
Oh, boy.
We know that. We know that. Like, very
654-7627. For anybody in the 706 area code that wants to call.
Yeah, if you want to defend reckless driving resulting in death, be my guest there, folks.
Oh, boy.
Be my guest. So we knew the guy was not the sharpest tool. But that is one of the dumber, inexplicable things. Like, I even tweeted, half joking, that if it were an NBA game, like, that's the kind of stuff that Michael Porter Jr. got popped for. Remember when, was it Michael Porter Jr. that checked himself out of the game with a weird, like, oh, my finger. And it was that he didn't want to hit his overs. Like we were having that whole conversation about, oh, he had that finger injury in the game. He played 4 minutes, didn't do anything. And it turns out that there was suspicious betting activity on all his player prop unders. I was like, is he throwing this? What is going on? Ben, I've never seen that. Especially like, oh, we're heightened. It's the NFL season. He spits on Dak Prescott, and it's like, this could not be off to a weirder start.
Have you seen? Now, okay. You know what? I'm not even going to get into it this segment. I'm not even going to get into it. But you tweeted something that irked me, sir.
Uh-huh. I know we're going to fight. I fought with half of Twitter already in my head. I fought with half of Twitter. It's so deeply unpopular. What I tweeted. Yes. I mean, just...
Texture said, it appears there's a video showing Prescott spitting first. Not excusable, just saying. Yes, there is a video showing Prescott spitting first. Not spitting at or on someone. There's a difference.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
He's sure he didn't glance up? He didn't glance up and catch Jalen Carter's eye and like lean in a little bit?
Yes. I am sure. If he spit on anyone, he spit on the two players.
On his own player.
On the two Dallas Cowboys that was standing between he and Jalen Carter. If that's what it took to start, you know what? We are just going to do it right here in the first segment.
Right.
If that's what it took for Carter to spit back at him, then he needs to grow a pair.
I mean, a lot
worse has happened. He did not get spit on. I mean, come on, man.
It was at least the second worst thing that's happened in Jalen Carter's life. At least second.
Oh, man.
You know, at least the second worst.
You're just going to do that today. You know, woke up and chose violence.
If Georgia would challenge itself in the non-conference, we'd talk about their football team. But they don't have a meaningful game today, so we have to talk about Georgia somehow. Let me just say this, because there was somebody that pointed out, okay, and I had this thought. Somebody pointed out spitting on someone is different than spitting, I would say, towards someone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if right now we are 11 feet apart, if I move 4 feet closer, and I am looking at you and I spit down, and there are two people standing in between you and I, have I spit on you or at you, or am I just spitting?
You are just spitting because the context would suggest that you were just spitting. That's what I would say. But, like, think about, okay, when you're watching a movie or a TV show, you're watching a drama, okay? You're watching Breaking Bad or something, okay? Sons of Anarchy, all right? We'll just go to all the FX shows. You're watching Sons of Anarchy. I don't have to spit on someone to disrespect them. How many scenes in a movie or TV show do we see somebody... they spit on the ground at somebody's feet, and that is a sign of disrespect, and that is how you know, oh, man, more than 0.5 people are getting murdered in this scene because he didn't spit on him, but he spit on the ground. It is disrespectful to spit on the ground in front of someone, and Hollywood has told me that countless times over the years. I do not have to make contact with my spittle with the guy across from me in the proper context. There does not have to be spit on person for this to be disrespectful. That's what I would say.
There's quite a few folks on the text line that agree with you, and I'm shocked.
They don't have Twitter accounts.
I'm shocked, man.
Literally, I had some likes. All of the response. This is how I knew I was going to fight today, because all the responses were just no. Like, go look at the, like they're
mine.
All yeah, they're all no. I was like, boy, people are not even arguing this. They're just saying no, 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 no. It's like 10 in a row. No, no, no. I thought it was awesome. I do think the context matters, and I don't know that Dak Prescott was spitting at him, but I did see the little glance.
Mm-hmm. Now, people say, well, Dak instigated it. So, listen, this is puts me in an odd position because I never, ever defend anything Dallas Cowboys. I don't care about Dak. I mean, I'm vanilla on Dak. So, I don't know. Whether you like somebody or not is really not material here. Instigating is – you could argue that him smiling at him. I mean, to me, that's instigating. That's also football. That's
right.
Also competition. And I don't know, just – to somehow suggest that it's Dak's fault that he got spit on, I don't know. I just can't go along with that.
I mean,
did Dak was Dak jawing back at him 100%? 100%. But have you ever in the history of sports, I would just ask you this, and we got to go to break. Have you ever in the history of sports seen a player get suspended or ejected from a game for doing what Dak Prescott did?
No, I have not.
I rest my case.
I do wonder. Your Honor. There is going to be some punishment, right? Like he's going to get a fine or something. Because Jalen Carter
got a fine. I mean, people are saying he should be suspended. I mean, he got suspended for a whole game already.
Jalen Carter. Listen, he kind of served his time.
He didn't pull a 9mm on him or anything. You know, I mean, spitting on someone is disgusting. That's terrible. But at the same time, let's make sure we keep in mind what we're talking about here.
You know what's also funny about this is Jalen Carter didn't even object to it. He just like calmly walked off the field and was like, man. I mean, look at his body language. He wasn't even fighting. He was like, yep.
Text wants to know if he can phone a friend. Christian Wilkins is an expert. I don't know if Christian spit on anybody. He just checked the dude's oil. That's like I told
That's
you.
That's right.
He just checked his oil. That's all.
Just trying to make sure we're in a male-only environment. Just trying to make sure. Some of the texts on here. I can't read your text because, like, legal stuff. But some of y'all got some funny stuff to say about that. The game was... I do have thoughts on the game itself, and we'll get to that in the next segment. Well, I also have lots of thoughts on the college games and some of the picks and the things we didn't get to yesterday. If you got thoughts on Clemson, Troy, or the spectrum of football, we'd love to hear from you. 654 Roar is the number. Hour one of the program continues right after this.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
It's Manuel.
And Daniel.
From Hamilton Career and Technology Center, break the silence surrounding mental health issues during Suicide Prevention Month in September. Come join the conversation live at our school on the Quack and Ben Show, noon to 3 p.m. September 11th.
Be a part of this awkward but important conversation and help us raise awareness statewide about the importance of discussing how we're really doing. Our talk could save a life, as no one deserves to be alone during this crisis. Call or text 988 to get help.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Beat the summer heat with Tiger Sports Shop. From the practice field to the poolside, we've got you covered. Find breezy styles and cool comfort in Lululemon and Nike performance gear. Need a little extra shade? Check out the season's hottest hats. They're the ultimate summer must-have. And remember, Tiger fans, football season is on the horizon. Get your gear today and be game day ready. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop. Everything Clemson, every season.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. This time of year, most of us are trying to work in vacation, lamenting about our Braves, and anticipating a huge college year out of the Tigers, Gamecocks, and Dawgs. The last thing we want to think about is Medicare, and I get it. I will encourage you, however, to find at least a few minutes to think about your health care situation. For instance, if you already have Medicare, do you know if you have the best plan for your individual needs? If Medicare is just around the bend for you as a turning 65 person or through disability, are you up on your responsibilities here? Do you have a good agent or any agent at all? If you see yourself in any of these scenarios, please give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, all of my services come at no cost to you. And have a great summer.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Another checkup? Why are so many people getting new puppies?
Dr. Kim's veterinary office is littered with cuteness.
We are booked solid for weeks, but who can say no to a puppy, right? Oh, good boy. Oh, sure.
She needs to find extra vet techs to get those pups some extra love.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, candidates can find it easier, so you can hire easier. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Chew the back, a chew the back, a chew the back, a spit. Oh, heck. Well, the boys around here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one.
All right, hour one continues. Out of Bounds. William Quagamush, Ben Milstead with you. Text line, hilarious. We appreciate all of you who are just waiting on a... Just wait. I know some of y'all had thought of those jokes. You told your wife. She didn't laugh. You were like, I can't wait to share that with Quack and Ben. And, boy, we gave you the opportunity. We teed you up for that one. That was a softball for some of y'all. That was very funny stuff.
Texter said it's not like Carter drove his car out on the field and ran him over.
That's what I was saying.
Come on, people.
That's what I was saying. Too far. But that's exactly what I was saying.
Be better than that. It's also hilarious.
You know, the second funniest thing that happened last night, after that, after, like, maybe the best defensive player on the visiting team getting ejected before a single snap was, did you hear the Bronx cheer when A.J. Brown got his first catch with 3 minutes or 2 minutes left in a game or whatever?
That, yes, I did. I believe it or not, I was still awake.
You know, the fact that the home team is giving the, hey! Means they had already lost all of their underdog plays. I mean, they lost them all. I mean, that's just automatic.
What'd I say? He was going to have 36 yards or something like
you did, that? You, longest reception higher than 26 and a half. You said 36.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, it was eight.
Darren,
8 yards.
Call us back. We were coming to you.
And I would also point out that many people in the crowd, I don't know, they sounded like someone who from his couch in Clemson, South Carolina, went, Hey, now them underdog plays are dead. Thanks for catching a pass. Maybe they had like three plays with A.J. Brown. Two of them higher than 26 and a half, longest catch, and the third one higher than 50 yards. Maybe that's where they were. Maybe that's why you heard the Bronx cheer from the crowd. Regardless, I was hanging on for a deep ball for A.J. Brown until the final buzzer. I was just waiting on it. Thanks to Underdog. You can enjoy that, or you can let it break your heart. I can't choose that for you. Do that this weekend. Download the Underdog app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-terms_DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
I thought the first half last night, Quack, was one of the more entertaining NFL openers I could remember. I mean, it was a great game, was it not?
It was a really good game. Yeah.
The rain delay certainly changed things for both teams. But, you know, then the second half, nobody could do anything, really. But in terms of the first half, you know, I was thoroughly entertained by this game.
I was really entertained, too. I think I'm coming away from this game feeling better about Dallas from this standpoint. Last year against the Eagles, two matchups for Dallas. Dallas rushed for 97 yards in a 34-6 loss. Then they rushed for 127 in a 41-7 loss. They lost by a combined score last year. And I know last year came apart at the seams. 75-13, the two games for Dallas. Then Jerry Jones trades Micah Parsons, and what does he say? He basically says, we are absolutely tired of getting run on and not being able to run it. And Chris Collinsworth brought that up multiple times last night, how committed the Cowboys were to stopping a run and running the ball. They came out, Ben, and they mauled Philadelphia. And, of course, Jalen Carter not being there was a significant loss in this regard. But they came out and were significantly better running the ball. And then last year they gave up 187 the first meeting, 179 second meeting. So they give up an average of 183 yards on the ground to Philadelphia last year. Last night they gave up 158, but it took 38 carries. So the yards per carry goes down, and like Philadelphia's a really good run team, and they were trying to run it. They did a really good job. Meanwhile, the Cowboys averaged 5.4 yards a carry. Miles Sanders had a 49-yard run. Like they were running the ball. I come away. I really thought that thing. The reason I loved A.J. Brown last night is because I thought when Jerry Jones sits at the podium after trading his best player and he says, we are for sure going to stop the run this year, I'm thinking nine-man boxes. I'm thinking cover zero. They're just going to sell out, and it's going to be one-on-ones on the outside. Ben, they stopped the run with a lot of too high. They were able to sort of minimize the effectiveness to some degree. I mean, look, with Saquon Barkley and with Jalen Hurts, you're only going to be able to clamp down on the run so long in a 60-minute game when they're really committed to establishing and doing it. But I thought the Cowboys held up much better defensively than I thought without having to sacrifice pass defense. And that was my main takeaway. I don't think the Cowboys are like a playoff team, but the Cowboys looked like a team that is actually embracing that identity that I thought was impossible for them to embrace after trading their best player like a week ago.
Yeah, I mean, for the Cowboys, it all centers around Dak Prescott's health to me. If he stays healthy, if he can stay on the field the whole season, I think they are a playoff team. I really do, and I don't like to even say that out loud, but I do. Well, first, on the quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts was phenomenal last night.
Well, Dan Orlovsky says when he played a perfect game, and I think it was close.
I mean, he really was. He was phenomenal. Dak played very well also. There was quite a few dink and dunk passes in there, but then he also was smart enough to know that just throw it in CeeDee Lamb's area code and he's probably going to catch it most of the time. You know, with Lamb and Pickens there, he's got, I mean, he really has some weapons. And you know, I thought he played fine too. I mean, he completed 62% of his passes. But for, you know, 5.5 yard average is a little bit low. But, you know, that was a good opener for Dak Prescott.
I would agree. I mean, the stats, like you say, 21-34, 188, one carry, 3 yards. They're not going to jump out at you. But I really thought it was a low variance. It was a high floor, you know, let's sort of let our run game get established, let our defense cook a little bit. Let's see if we can't sort of string the game out and not make any mistakes. And you know what? CeeDee Lamb had 7 catches. I'm not even counting the diving attempt at the end there where, you know, he probably says he should have caught the ball. But to me, that's a diving catch. Yeah, I mean, the guy's getting paid a lot of money. He should catch everything. But I ain't mad at that one. There were a couple of easier ones that he dropped. Like, there was a second down, I believe a third down play, where he drops the ball and he ended up not getting points on the drives. And so that was a little more concerning to me. That and George Pickens needs to be more involved. If CeeDee Lamb is getting 13 targets and George Pickens is getting 4, that's going to put a cap on your offense. And
yeah, they got to figure out that how to balance that number one, number two guy. For sure. And even, I mean, and he targeted Ferguson 6 times last night too.
Right.
Which he might be he's better. He was better last night than maybe I expected. I mean, like he was a factor.
Yeah,
in that dump ball stuff. They used him more like, well,
I thought both tight ends were good.
They used him more like a slot, honestly.
They did. They detached him and went to him. Dallas Goedert, 7 catches on 7 targets. Goedert and John Dotson being the leading, like Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. So that's the other thing. If you play Devontae Smith and underdog, those guys combined 4 catches for 24 yards. I'll be honest, this is kind of a feather in the Cowboys' cap. If you had told me that those guys combined 4 catches for 24 yards, I would have told you either the Eagles ran for 375 yards, they didn't have to throw it, or that Dallas won. Those are your two options. And I'm a little surprised that Dallas was able to, like, you know, yards per carry wise, they're able to eclipse Philadelphia. But because Hurts was efficient, he was taking what was there. He got some big first downs with his feet. By the way, before we go Darren and Pickens on this game, the 3rd and 3 play at the end of the game, where did they go empty? It was like an obvious Jalen Hurts is running the ball here. He is going to run. Like they're yelling. He is going to run. Even in the NFL where, like, they confuse you a lot of stuff. And all he did was, like, 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi in the pocket, and everyone goes in coverage. I'm like, for real? You have no spy on this guy? None? And then he gets out. I mean, the linebackers kind of converge, but they're too slow. They're too late. He gets a first down. I'm thinking, you know, Dallas played, a pretty good defensive game all night long. But that one, I didn't understand. Maybe that's where they missed Micah Parsons on a play like that.
I just noticed that Dak Prescott had more tackles than touchdowns last night. That's never good for your quarterback. It was a good tackle, though.
That's terrible. Oh, man. Let's go to Darren and Pickens, who's up with us next. Hey, Darren.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just wanted to call in and give a couple of picks for tomorrow. Unfortunately, the Air Force is not playing, so I can't pick them to win.
but you get a well-deserved week off from the Air Force this weekend.
That's right. Yeah, I think they have Utah State next Saturday. But anyway, I got Clemson 45-10, and then I got South Carolina 48-13, something like that. They should be having a whole lot of extra players playing in the second half of this game. So I think they both will do very well and rebound and get better.
I agree on that. Yeah,
so that's all I got to say.
I appreciate the phone call, Darren. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think if that happens, both teams would consider that a win this week. I think South Carolina is going to score more against South Carolina State. I think they go past 50. You got to remember too, South Carolina. Remember we talked about this week the three unicorns. The unicorns that they have are going to look most unicornish when player for player they are overwhelming you anyway. So like Lenora Sellers is going to be more unicornish in this game.
Explain to people what you mean by that.
Okay,
let me rephrase. Explain to me what you mean by
that. So Lenora Sellers, if he's a unicorn against Virginia Tech, okay, and he's making a few plays that like only he's going to make, just the type of player he is. Dylan Stewart looks like a unicorn against Virginia Tech. Nick Harbor looks like a unicorn against Virginia Tech. Imagine when Nick Harbor is able to more easily run by the defensive backs. Imagine when Dylan Stewart is able to more easily get off the edge. They become even more important as differential players. That's kind of what I mean by that.
Yeah, that makes sense. South Carolina is going to win that game easily. I mean, that's obvious, but I am testing the deep end of the pool with Nick Harbor in the first two series. Like I'm going just fly route, run as fast as you can, young man. I'm going to throw it to you, and at least once in the first two series.
Then
you back off later.
We have not played it because it did not exist until today, that I noticed. FanDuel has this spread at 43.5 for South Carolina and South Carolina State. They have the total at 52.5. So they're basically saying, what, 49-6 or something like that?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That feels right to me.
You're also going to, you know, coaches realize it's a long season, and you're not going to intentionally embarrass South Carolina State.
That's right.
I mean, you're just not going to do that.
You got to get backups in the game. Shane Beamer and Dabo have the same thought about this week, that if you get the chance, yeah, you got to see what you got with your second, third.
Talking about South Carolina State, remind me, did you see what the Grambling head coach said about playing Ohio State?
No.
It's like, well, they got a good band, but we've got a really good band. He just went straight to the band.
Oh, man, touche.
He said, he was funny about it. He's like, well, we know what we signed up for.
Yeah, I appreciate that level of self-awareness. Texas says Aaron Nolan should get some playing time. You know what's fun is Cutter Woods should get some playing time, too. We may get to see a little Cutter Woods for the first time in college. Before we get to our next break, let me tell you about our friends at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Ben's got his Ingles salad today. You can get your tailgate going at Ingles. The Milo sweet tea. You know, I was, I'm like out of, do you have two of those?
Oh, well, one is the small bottles.
One is done. So I had one of those in the fridge. My wife was
talking about the Milo's zero calorie sweet tea. Best thing ever made.
It is great. My wife was like, we sat down for dinner last night and she was like, you want something to drink? I was like, there's nothing in there. She's like, well, one of your Milo sweet teas in there. I was like, ha ha! What? Fired me up. I forgot it was in there. Every time I go in Ingles, when I get to the back corner, if I got to get eggs, I'm getting Milo sweet tea, Ben.
Hey, I did my tailgating shopping today. A lot of their chips are buy one, get one today. Fritos, we talked about the different, you know, the chili Fritos. Is that what they call it?
Chili cheese Fritos?
Buy one, get one. Yes, please.
Buy one, get one times four, maybe.
Hey, you don't have to tell everything you know.
Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. If they're out, just know people had the same idea. Hour one of the program continues. We'll roll through some picks and analysis. More of that after this.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers take on the Troy Trojans in Death Valley, and the best coverage anywhere is right here on The Roar. It starts 6 hours before kickoff at 9:30 with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Join Grace and Ashby and me for that. Then transition to 12:30 Tiger Tailgate Show. Facts and Childers and his crew will take you up to kickoff with Don Munson, Tim Beret, and Reggie Merriweather. And then Donald Clark and I will have all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. It's your home for wall-to-wall Clemson football game day coverage, a flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors.
baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judsonville District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment. Motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940. That's 271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
Spend your lunch every day with Kwok and Ben on Out of Bounds. We promise, they'll save you a plate.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter that serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
Weekdays from noon to 3, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
I'm about to have a good day, no matter what they say. Sun is shining down on me, birds are singing praise. I'm about to have a good day in every single way. The God who made the universe knows me by my name, so it's a good day.
Hey, let me tell you about a new sponsor here on the show and on the station. Industrial Motor Service, IMS, industrialmotorservice.com. Been in Anderson since 1989. They service the upstate, but now they service nationwide. If you have any kind of electrical motor, you know, especially like in manufacturing, motors, gearboxes, pumps, you don't always have to just replace them when they go down. You can have those rebuilt in a lot of cases, and they actually can rebuild those electric motors there on site in Anderson. Also, I mean, we're in a manufactured heavy area here in the upstate. So if you have a motor go down, your assembly line, your production line most likely goes down. IMS has 24/7 support, and they can keep you running. I happen to know some of the folks there at IMS. Great people, great company, hiring most of the time, and just a great group of people to be around. IMS, so if you do have, like I said, motor, gearbox, pumps, and you have an issue, Industrial Motor Service, check out their website. That's who you need to contact. industrialmotorservice.com.
Hour one continues here on Out of Bounds. Texter says, hey guys, I agree with not running up the score on an in-state school, especially. I don't think South Carolina should score over 50 points, even if they could. I think they should respect the other schools a little bit more and not run up the score. This is a good time for me to give my principled stand on what is and is not running up the score. Lane Kiffin runs up the score. Okay, that's what running up the score is. You're chucking it around. You're throwing it deep. You've got starters in too long. You're doing it to break the algorithm. Like, we know what that is.
Yeah. What he did to Duke last year, he knew Duke had half their roster, and he decided to keep the pedal to the metal the whole game.
That's right. What running up the score is not, and I believe that, I think old school would say running up the score is throwing a pass. What I would say is running up the score is throwing passes with your starters when the game is well out of hand late in the game. I believe in the value of letting your backups run the offense. I actually think it does you a disservice in this era of football if you put in the backups and all you do for the quarterback is hand it off. Like, could you imagine, Christopher Vezina goes in the game, it's 42-3 tomorrow against Troy. Vezina goes in the game, and because it's 42-3, they're like, you know what? We'd rather not have you throw the ball in a game. We're just going to let you hand it off. I just think that doesn't help you putting in your back. Like, all that is just we don't want our starters to get hurt, but does it help you build your team at all?
I agree with that 100%. And the thing is, the score to me is not what indicates your intentions. It's watching what happens. You know, you can tell by a team's play calling and their personnel what their intentions are. Are you trying to use this, like you say, to get backups better, or are you just trying to be a jerk about it? And that's what I just don't, you know, South Carolina might end up winning by 50 because they don't have any choice.
Right.
But you would know that by watching. That's all I meant by that. Not a big deal.
That's right.
Shane Beamer's not going to intentionally embarrass, neither would Dabo Swinney or Kirby Smart or anybody, intentionally embarrass the school, you know, especially in-state, South Carolina State, the way they're respected in-state. Yeah, I mean, they might lose by 50, but it's not going to be because you're trying to make them look bad.
That's 100% right. 654 Roar, if you want to get in on the phones or on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line. You know, this has nothing to do with anything. We're going to get back to our picks in the next segment. One thing that we did not really talk about. There were two things that happened last weekend that we did not really talk about. One of them I think is going to become a factor this week, and the other one I think is going to become a factor down the road. I for whatever reason I thought about this morning. We never talked about Deion Sanders in this 2-minute drill where they ran like 4 plays, and one of them was the longest developing Hail Mary that you've ever seen with time still left on the clock. I don't think I've ever seen a situation where I wasn't even mad or even disappointed. I was flabbergasted by Colorado's insistence on having 2 timeouts and not using them. And then Colorado, like, they didn't use them. And Deion was like, well, you know, we got a couple first downs in there. We got out of bounds in there. And, like, there's one play where it takes them 30 seconds to line up and run up, but they have 2 timeouts. Well, we had to save one for the field goal, but you have to save them both there, pal. And then they can, you know, they could get a first down, but instead they roll the guy out left and he runs the Shador play where he flings his body back with all his might and he throws the highest ball up in the air possible. It was one of the worst clock management situations that I have personally seen. Were you watching this live on Friday night?
Yes, I was. To be honest with you, though, I don't remember exactly the details there now.
That
feels like a million years ago.
That was such a long time ago. That's why, coming here today, 7 days ago. Wait a minute, did we talk about that? His explanation after the game was, I mean, it was terrible. He's like, you can't take them with you. I'm like, well, you did there, buddy. Like, you didn't use any. You did. Yeah, I mean, we want to use them, but it's got to make sense. I mean, when there's 40 seconds on the clock and you snap the ball and there's 18 seconds left and the play takes 10 seconds that you called and ran, I mean, what is that? You got 9 yards one play and didn't use a timeout? I thought that was weird. The other one is, and we talked about this a little bit.
Can I say one more thing about Colorado?
Yeah.
That reminded me. Looking forward to Clemson's game next week at Georgia Tech. And I'm with everybody else anxious about that one. At the same time, do we know if Colorado is a good team or not?
No.
I mean, I tend to think that they're more like the old Colorado than the new Colorado. And so if you're basing – my point is it's not like Georgia Tech went and beat a great team. I mean, they won 27-20. I'm not sure Colorado is a great team. I mean, in my mind, I thought that was going to be more of a blowout. So, not Georgia Tech is still going to be – a tough one no matter what, but at the same time, I mean, let's keep in mind, I don't know they look great in game one either.
I think Georgia Tech's offensive line of scrimmage is really good. With that said, the game plan against Colorado was basically, let's see if we can play this game without throwing any passes.
Colorado had no answer for Haynes King running the ball.
That would be my question on Clemson's defense. Like, to me, if Georgia Tech wants to line up and run it 50 times, that's a recipe for you need to hold Clemson to 14 points. Like, I just don't. Based on what I saw in the opener against LSU, I don't think LSU is the best offensive line. Heck, LSU might not be better than Georgia Tech on the offensive line. I don't know. But they did enough good things that I'm thinking, I don't think Clemson is going to be unprepared to face Georgia Tech's offensive line. I just don't. Especially Keenan Rutledge went down at the end of that game. I don't know the extent of his injury, but that'll be a huge loss in the interior offensive line for Georgia Tech if he's out for any length of time. I think the teams that I'm concerned about with Clemson are teams that, yes, have mobile quarterbacks, but also have some balance, because I think Clemson's defense showed itself well inside the box.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the tackling and the run fits were improved. As Dabo said, sort of in a, I wouldn't say snarky, but he was kind of like, I asked him that, and he was like, you watch it? You know, it's one of those kind of things. Yeah, I mean, it looked a lot better. So I don't think Georgia Tech's going to be able to just run it 50 times for 250 yards against Clemson just because they kind of were able to do that against Colorado. I think there are questions about them as much as there are about Clemson in that matchup. And I also, you know, Colorado is not a test of your run defense. So, you know, there's going to be people who go, well, we still don't know if Clemson can run the ball. I don't know that Georgia Tech can stop the run. I don't think Georgia Tech's defensive line is great. I kind of saw Colorado struggle. That's more of a passing offense anyway, in my opinion. Let's go to Paul and Henry, who's up with us next. Final couple of minutes here of this hour. What's up, Paul?
Not much, guys. You know, I was yelling at the screen, Deion, you got two timeouts, buddy. You got two timeouts. And I'm just the one, and when he wouldn't call one, I'm just going, this is unbelievable. I just don't think I've ever seen that before. But let me tell you the ultimate running the score up, and then what he said afterwards was when Steve Spurrier found out that nobody had ever scored 50 on Georgia at home, so he put his starting unit in and scored, and then people were raising Cain, and he goes, well, your job to stop us. You know how Spurrier was. I thought that was the ultimate, you know, running it up. But, yeah, but he did it. But has anybody mentioned the traffic this past weekend? It was 3:30 before I ever got home, and I leased a spot up above the SO Club. And normally I get out very easy, you know, and it was 3:30 before I ever got home. Traffic was just awful this weekend. I guess because of the game, you know, came all the way down to the end. But I've been to several games, you know, that went right down the end. But the traffic was just bad. I don't know if anybody's commenting on that. Anyway, guys, I appreciate you taking my call. Have a good day.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate the phone call.
We exaggerate numbers sometimes. I truly believe in this case, Saturday night, there were 125,000 people on campus. I really believe that.
It was a zoo. I heard a similar thing from somebody, like somebody in the know.
And like you say, you go down to the last possession. Nobody left early.
Well, so, and then
the other thing is when it's a late game, nobody sticks around. Everybody this weekend, tomorrow, 3:30 game. You're going to go back. A lot of people are going to go back to their tailgate. You know, 20% of your crowd, 25% of your crowd, they're probably going to stick around and eat a chicken wing, watch a little TV, and then leave. Saturday night was just a perfect storm for getting home at 3:30 a.m.
I would say, too, and Jeff Callen actually said this when he was on with us last week, they're going to have to look at, okay, because of how they're doing gathering at the Paul now, they're expecting that fewer people are going to spend time on the field. And so most people are just going to immediately exit. And so there's going to be an immediate rush of, I don't know how many people, but it's going to be a little bit of that.
Even the gathering on the Paul was quick. There wasn't a lot of time.
That's exactly right. Hour one is in the books. Hour two, we'll get back to our station picks when we return.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartan.